Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 1st. You'll be interested to know, today's April Fool's. So don't get caught off guard. This tradition may have its origins in the medieval Feast of Fools, once held on January 1st. Enjoy the fun, as this day encourages humor and creativity, fostering laughter and camaraderie among friends and family. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 43 degrees with 19 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a chance of morning rain before 9, followed by partly sunny skies and a high near 52, with a brisk northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions, a low around 29 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 8, with a high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 41 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Wednesday, with a high near 43 and light northeast winds. Rain is possible Wednesday night, with cloudy skies and a low around 37. Thursday brings a chance of rain before 5 p.m., with cloudy skies and a high near 64, along with gusty south winds. Rain is likely Thursday night, with a low around 55. Friday continues the chance of rain before 1 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 66. Rain is possible Saturday after 9 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 49. Expect rain likely Saturday night, with a low around 40. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a Massachusetts hospital is pioneering a groundbreaking approach to treating depression and anxiety, aiming to help patients recover faster. McLean Hospital in Belmont is reducing what typically takes over 8 weeks to about 5 days using transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. This non-invasive therapy offers tailored treatments by applying magnetic impulses through the scalp to stimulate the brain. Patients undergo 10 sessions, lasting about 20 minutes each, over 5 days. Dr. Joshua Brown, the medical director of TMS, states that about 50 to 60% of patients see a significant response, with many achieving full remission. Now on to sports. In a significant blow for the Atlanta Braves, outfielder Jurickson Profar has received an 80-game suspension from Major League Baseball after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. The 32-year-old left fielder had only played 4 games this season before the announcement. Profar's suspension comes after an impressive 2024 season, where he hit 24 home runs and earned a Silver Slugger Award. The Braves, already struggling without their star player, Ronald Acuña Jr., will likely turn to Alex Verdugo to fill the gap in left field as they face a tough start to the season. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Baltimore, the Red Sox fell to the Orioles 8-5. Despite 2 hits from Jaron Duran, the Sox couldn't overcome Tyler O'Neill's stellar performance, who had 4 hits. Newcomb took the loss, allowing 4 runs over 4 innings. The Sox, now 1-4, struggled as Baltimore broke it open with 4 runs in the first. Tomorrow night, the Sox take on the Orioles again at Camden Yards at 3:35. Garrett Crochet, with a 3.60 ERA, faces Zach Eflin. Yesterday afternoon, the Celtics defeated the Grizzlies 117-103 at the FedEx Forum. Jason Tatum recorded 25 points and 14 rebounds. The Seas shot 62.5% from the field, extending their winning streak to 8 games. The Celtics' record now stands at 55-19, while Memphis falls to 32-42. Tomorrow night, the Celtics return home to face the Miami Heat, who have 33 wins and 41 losses at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out with a right knee posterior impingement. Also, tomorrow night, the Bruins at 30-35-9 welcome the Capitals to Beantown. David Pastrnak leads the Bees with 42 goals and 44 assists. Facing the dominant Capitals, who are 47-17-9, the Bruins aim to snap their 3-game skid at the Garden. In top news, yesterday, SpaceX successfully launched its 6th private astronaut flight, called Fram-2, led by crypto entrepreneur Chan Wang. The mission aims to orbit Earth from pole to pole, a path previously untraveled by humans. The crew, including a virtual reality director, a robotics researcher, and an adventurer, embarked from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They will conduct 22 research experiments on the effects of spaceflight on the human body during their 3-to-5-day journey. This mission underscores SpaceX's dominance in private spaceflight, with growing interest from wealthy tourists and government entities alike. In business news, TikTok Shop, despite being a latecomer, is quickly gaining ground in the social shopping arena. Launched in the United States in 2023, it has attracted 47 million shoppers who spend an average of $32 million daily, according to Capital One Shopping. This platform combines low prices like Temu with in-app shopping, keeping users engaged without redirecting them. Experts highlight the innovative shoppertainment concept, where influencers like Lexi Rosenstein thrive. However, TikTok Shop faces uncertainty due to a recent law requiring its parent company to sell U.S. operations by April 5, 2024, or face a ban. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $83,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Zelle app will disappear on Tuesday, but there are still plenty of ways to send money digitally. This change only affects the standalone app. You can continue to use Zelle through your bank's mobile app or website. Zelle has seen a decline in standalone usage, with over 2,200 financial institutions now offering the service. Other options for digital payments include Venmo, PayPal, Apple Wallet, Revolut, and Cash App. Always take precautions, as these services can attract scammers. Only send money to those you know and trust, and be wary of urgent messages or too-good-to-be-true offers. entertainment news. While E-Coyote is heading to court as Coyote-verse Acme finally reaches theaters, the film, which explores the cartoon character's legal battle against the Acme Corporation, was initially shelved by Warner Brothers in 2023. However, backlash led to its acquisition for global distribution by Ketchup Entertainment for around $50 million. Ketchup CEO Gareth West expressed excitement about bringing this perfect blend of nostalgia and modern storytelling to audiences. Starring John Cena and Lena Condor, the film is set for a long-awaited release in 2026, following significant production efforts and passionate dedication from its cast and crew. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and business magnate, Elon Musk. And he said, "Some people don't like change, but you need to embrace change if the alternative is disaster." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.